Thank you, Gal. Right now it's time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff the Listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game on the air. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, I'm Stacy Luttrell in Rockwall, Texas.
Rockwall, Texas?
Yes.
I always ask this sort of question, but is there a rock wall in Rockwall, Texas?
Oh, my goodness. There is a myth of a rock wall.
Really? A myth of a rock wall?
Texans are very practical about their names of towns.
Mm-hmm.
I live next to Fate, Texas.
Fate?
Yes.
You mean like the fickle finger thereof? Fate?
Yes, and then you're in Fate.
You're in Fate. Wow. But
Americans got west of the Mississippi, and they just run out of all the city names.
Exactly.
You know, they used Athens and Troy and Rome and stuff, and so you start, the farther west you go, it gets, you know, like, lost my hat, New Mexico.
Seriously, it's a lovely place. I love it here.
That's great. Well, welcome to the show, Stacy.
Thank you.
You're going to play the game in which you must try to tell truth from fiction. Carl, what is Stacy's topic?
To dream the impossible dream, to fight the unbeatable foe,
to go where the brave dare not. I'm sorry, I was carried away.
Yeah.
Anyway, back to you. The world is a big place, and it's got an awful lot of problems. It seems daunting sometimes. This week, though, we read an inspiring story about somebody on a quest, a mission to change the world in at least one important way. Our panelists are going to tell you three stories of passionate people out to make the world a better place. Choose that real story. You'll win Carl's voice on your home answering machine. All right, ready to play?
Yes, I'm ready.
First, let's hear from P.J. O'Rourke.
Miss Gladys McEwen, the 78-year-old proprietor of a dressmaking shop in Cherry Hill, New Jersey, is well known for her concern for local youth. In an interview with Jersey Magazine, she said, "I see these young men with their pants all too big and baggy and practically falling off them, and these poor girls with blouses that don't fit and leave their tummies showing, and I just bring them right into my store and give them a bathrobe to wear while I take those pants in at the waist and hem those cuffs and sew on a couple of rows of ruffles to cover the girls up. They all look so much nicer." Ask if she had ever encountered any resistance from the young people involved. Miss McEwen said, "Oh, no, dear, I have a gun."
A woman in Cherry Hill, New Jersey, who's doing something about today's fashions, one pair of pants at a time. Your next story of dreaming the impossible dream comes from Charlie Pierce.
The yellow traffic light is the perfect example of the difference between the concepts of de jure and de facto. Its de jure meaning is caution, slow down. Its de facto meaning is go faster, the light's about to turn. Except in Massachusetts, where it means look, in the crosswalk, fresh meat. Bob Lysander, owner of Suter's Bar and Grill in Pewaukee, Wisconsin, is on a crusade to restore respect to the yellow light. Any driver who slows down or stops at a yellow at the intersection outside his bar, Lysander runs out and gives the driver a certificate for a free bratwurst dinner. He's trying to get other merchants at other intersections in town to do the same. "We need civility and respect for the rules of the road," he said, "and who better the bartenders than get that rolling?"
A campaign in Pewaukee, Wisconsin. We'd have people honor the yellow light. And your last story of a mission impossible comes from Kyrie O'Connor.
You know how nuts you get, how much you die inside every day when you drive past the sign for the Convince store, when you know it's a convenience store? Jeff Deck hates it even more. Deck, who is of course from Boston, got with three buddies to form the Typo Eradication Advancement League. Their pledge to take chalk and pen and write grammatical wrongs coast to coast for 3 months. Kind of like Superman, John Brown, and Strunk and White all in one crazy quixotic crusade. Deck especially hates stray apostrophes, the eternal misunderstood punctuation mark, he calls them. Which means he's never had a kid in public school because teacher's notes would just make him curl up like a weevil.
Okay, Stacy, let me review your choices. From P.J. O'Rourke, the story of a woman in Cherry Hill, New Jersey who's trying to fix those baggy pants those kids are cursed with. From Charlie Pierce, the story of a bartender in Pewaukee, Wisconsin, who's rewarding people who stop at yellow lights with bratwursts. And from Kyrie O'Connor, the story of a man who's on a national quest to end typos in signage in our time. Which of these is the real story in the week's news?
I have the feeling it's the middle story, but oh my goodness, that would just, a bartender that has time to do that is might as well just close up. Oh, my goodness, do I try to win?
You spent much time in Pewaukee, eh?
Oh, dear.
What do you think? You have to pick one. So you.
I think it's, oh, goodness, number two. The middle one.
Okay, so your choice then is Charlie's Story. All right. Well, yeah. We actually, to bring you the real answer, we are actually able to get this brave and lonely crusader on the phone.
When somebody misspeaks, it's a mistake that only lasts for a moment, but typos like De Beers diamonds are forever.
So sorry, Stacey, but Kiri, in fact, had the right answer. You did earn Charlie Pierce, though, a point for his somehow appealing story of bratwurst for yellow light. So if only that were true. Thank you so much for playing.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.